and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good Tuesday morning. Going to be talking today with Michaelin from the Human Service Center, and you've got an event coming up.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. My name is Michaelin Modgel, and I'm the communication specialist at Human Service Center. And so we're going to be talking about Murder on Main, which is an event we have coming up on October 19th. It's our annual fundraiser, so I'm super excited to talk to you guys about it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's get our break out of the way and we'll come back and we'll talk about it. All right, you're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. 9:32, welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. I'm Jeff. We're talking today with Michaelin from the Human Service Center. And we mentioned you got an event coming up on October the 19th. But before we get to that, maybe talk a little bit about what this Human Service Center does.
Yeah. So Human Service Center is a nonprofit behavioral health agency. So really it's our mission at Human Service Center to serve our neighbors to the best of our ability and in a way that is suitable to their needs. Our team works honestly around the clock to assure Randolph and Washington County continue to become healthier and safer places to live by providing unique and vital services. Our professional work in the community takes many forms as we serve a diverse scope of clients. Our agency provides a wide variety of counseling such as mental health and substance abuse counseling, complete with a psychiatrist. We also have support groups and things like that that our counselors provide. We have counselors integrated into hospitals and into schools to create additional avenues to provide impactful services, as we also dispatch emergency crisis counselors 24/7. We also have 24-hour supervised residential facilities, one for adults with severe mental illness, another for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, just to help support them in independent living, involve them in communities and activities, and help them to earn paychecks through sheltered employment offered through our community day service program. So it's really important to provide as much support to individuals that need it as possible.
So a lot of different programs available.
Yes, we have. I think a lot of people are really shocked to find out all of the things that we do for and within the community. We also have a food pantry, hygiene pantry. Wow. So we are very much involved and very much dedicated to this community. And we're super grateful to be a part of a community that's so willing to pour back into us that we can continue providing those resources. And so Murder on Main is just another way of doing that. It's really such an easy way to support our agency and the things that we do. So whenever you give to HSC, you give directly back to your community. And in this event that we have, it's our annual event. We've sold out every year so far, so we're hoping for another sold out event. Fingers crossed. But just to tell you guys a little bit about what supporting Murder on Main looks like, 100% of the evening's proceeds will be used to provide life-changing services to our families and friends, people in, you know, your backyards, your neighbors, people that you run into, and people that you care about within your community. And really, it's just an effort in making our community an even healthier and happier place to live. So every unmarked dollar gifted to Human Service Center that night is placed in our endowment fund, which allows $20 to grow into $100 and can quite literally provide resources that will end up saving a life.
Yeah, because we know as far as, you know, government funding and stuff is not what it used to be. So you kind of have to rely
absolutely
on people to.
Right. And it's actually so it's so refreshing to see how quickly people are willing to give to this event and just to us in general. We have amazing community support. So we are so thankful for the community that we are based in. And this is just another fun way for us to get together and to enjoy a night spent with those people, all doing what we love, which is supporting the community.
You know, it's amazing how you don't think about it, but how mental health issues and stuff affect everyone. You know,
absolutely. And that's another thing we're working towards is removing that stigma and inviting people into being a part of this, so it doesn't feel kind of like an orphan child or something that, you know, kind of has that stigma wrapped around it, but is open and available to everybody. That's something that we are super passionate about, is making sure that people have those resources so that it's not so outlandish for people to reach out.
You know, someone with depression or anxiety, things like that have some problems. I mean, you know, you're there to offer a service to help, you know, them or any other, you know, mental health issue. But it's like in years past, you know, people would be like, oh, I can't tell anyone that because, you know, then I would be branded with.
Absolutely. And that's something that we're working on, is removing that that branding, or so to speak. So that's why we're integrating into schools. We're integrating into hospitals. So it's not so isolated. It's not so I have to go here to receive these services, and it kind of isolates the client in a way. And so, and we serve such a wide variety of people, different ages. I mean, kids in schools, people in hospitals, clients that come to our campus. So we have actually offices in Sparta, Redbud, Chester, and Oakville. So people are available to come to that. We also have open access hours. So if they're, you know, really at that time feeling like they need support right then and there, they can find a place that is ready to accept them. At the drop of a hat, we're ready for them to come in and talk to us, because sometimes that feeling goes away. So we want to make sure that our services are available to them as soon as they need it.
So it's basically, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, where they live in the area, you know,
right,
that they can call or
Yep. They can just walk in even. They can walk in, they can call, they can make an appointment, or if that doesn't work for them and they are like, I need to go now, they can do that. We also have just included a helpline as well, so people can call and speak to someone immediately, and we will handle it from there, whether or not they need to see a counselor or if they need to be put in contact with someone else.
Right.
This is a very important event too, and it's such an easy way to support these services and these resources, and it's such a fun way too. You don't even feel like you're doing it. It's just community support and enjoying people. So a table seats 8 people, so grab 7 of your closest friends if you have that many, and come on out and enjoy the evening with us.
And if you don't, come and you can make some more friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are so many. And that's what's so fun about it, is like there are people from all over the counties, Washington and Randolph. And so a lot of connections are made there and a lot of fun is had.
So, yeah, I've been to a few of those in the past. And they're fun. I mean, a lot of the people will get drug into it somehow, some way, you know.
And yeah, it is fun. So you've been to a murder on Main, or mystery.
A murder mystery.
Mystery, yeah. They're super fun, super interactive. So, if you have the personality that's, you know, very outgoing, bubbly, it's super fun. And if you don't, it's fun to sit back and watch those people.
True. Exactly. Saying your name, well, you never get me up there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's people that you know, and so that's why it's so fun. It's just to sit back and watch your friends make fools of themselves, and it's a blast.
True. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here. We'll come back and talk some more with Michaelin from the Human Service Center. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:46. Got about, actually, 11 minutes left in the program today. So, Michaelin's thinking, I got 11 minutes now.
I could talk about this forever. I love Human Service Center. We're super excited about Murder on Main. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and this is a big undertaking, too, on your part. I mean, trying to get everything together and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And I imagine it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. But fortunately, we have such a supportive community. So, actually, I'll give a quick little shout out to our sponsors, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, let me grab my paper. Okay, so our sponsors, who we are so, so thankful for, because we literally could not put on such an awesome event without them. Holiday Inn in Sparta, Plumbing Solutions, Sparta Community Hospital, Coast to Coast Equipment and Supply, Steve Papenberg at Edward Jones, Hometown Pharmacy in Redbud, Fort Kaskaskia KFC, Redbud Industries, Hari Plumbing and Heating, the Steelville Eagles, Buena Vista Bank in Chester, Will and Susan Harbaugh, David and Carolyn Holder, Harrison Telephone Company, Benson's Wine Bar, Diederich Bank in Redbud, Oak Valley Farms, Judy and Jerry Willis, Sparta KFC, and Chester Memorial Hospital. So we are super gracious. They are wonderful to us. Everyone in the community is so wonderful to us. So we're very thankful.
So, yeah, it wouldn't happen without them, basically. You've got to have...
Right. Being a nonprofit, it's extremely important to have community support, mm-hmm. and thankfully we do have that here. So we are very thankful to be in the community that we are and serve the community that we are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For some of them might not know, maybe can you talk a little bit about what a murder mystery entails?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So a murder mystery dinner is really an interactive, like, comedy night. So there are actors and actresses that we have come in from Just Murder Mystery. They are based in St. Louis. So they send us some improv actors, and it's kind of low-key. There's not, like, a stage or anything. It's very interactive. They're moving, mm-hmm. like, and weaving in and out of our tables and stuff. And so at the beginning of the night, they will distribute cards, and so that's kind of, like, your name for the evening, and kind of whether you have a big role or a small role, that's where then you will fit into the play or mm-hmm. the mystery dinner event. So it's super fun to just watch everybody kind of get called out, because sometimes you don't know what your role is until mm-hmm. they'll ask you, you know, if you're comfortable with having a bigger role or if you want a smaller role. So it's a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun, and we'll actually have other stuff going on that night. So we'll have a silent auction going on, and this one's going to be really fun. So we have a silent auction every year, but this one is especially fun because we really wanted to emphasize on community, because that's what we're about. That's kind of what I've been preaching this whole time, is community involvement and how thankful we are to be in the community that we are. And so one of the ways that we wanted to emphasize on that this year was to make our silent auction more experience-based. We thought that was fun rather than just taking home like a basket or something mm-hmm. like that. And so we reached out to local businesses and asked them talked to them about their services. And a lot of them were so excited and so willing to donate packages and services and things like that. So like a free massage or free oil changes or free mechanic work, a makeover, or, you know, we just got so much great feedback mm-hmm. from people in the community regarding their business and or like gift cards and stuff. It's a lot of fun. And so we even actually have, local law enforcement involved. So we got something fun going on with them. They're going to donate like a ride to or from school to a kid in the squad car or in a fire truck, or have a squad car show up or a fire truck show up at their birthday party. And so they'll kind of get to look around and tour it a little bit. And so just something really fun to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, have that positive interaction. And it is going to be a blast for the kids. I could only imagine if I was that, you know, if I was younger, it would just be so awesome. And so another thing that we're doing is we're partnering with schools, and they're going to offer a chance for a student or a child to do the coin toss or do the announcing at a baseball or basketball game, and just a lot of fun mm-hmm. stuff like that, just kind of giving them those experiences and things that, you know, parents will be excited to purchase for their kids.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, that sounds like a lot. And I mean, you know, like you said, you know, typically you go to them and you see the baskets there yeah. and the different items and stuff, you know. A few coupons to different things, but you know that's really neat, those ideas on that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what we were thinking. Like, we were like, what can we do that's different that would get people excited? And we thought that was a perfect solution, because we're all about community. We're mm-hmm. all about community support. And so any way that we can help provide community support, we're going to do that. We've even got some photographers that are donating packages, so people are going to get free professional photographs, and you know, for senior pictures or couples mm-hmm. pictures and things. So, and it's another way for them to get out into the community and share their name as well. So it's just a really awesome, you know, kind of give and take for us to participate in and to partner alongside
them. Kind of a win-win for the
Absolutely.
Business.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. So they're going to have an ad in our program. Instagram, people are going to know that they donated these specific things, and hopefully, you know, they'll go and have a good experience and tell their friends about it. And so right. it's just a really good thing that we can do.
Okay. Some other stuff we want
to... Yeah. So just to kind of give you guys a little rundown of the evening, or how you can kind of get involved, or how you can get your tickets. So the doors will open at 5:30 at the Opera House Bistro in Redbud. And the first hour, so from 5:30 to 6:30, is going to kind of be like a cocktail hour. So there'll be free appetizers there. You'll have to purchase your own drink. So beer is $3, mixed drinks are $4, and wine is $6. And so whenever you get there, but the coffee and tea and lemonade and stuff will be free. But so the first hour is kind of just like a social hour, giving everyone enough time to say hey and kind of settle and go around, look at the silent auction items, and find their seats and everything. And so then from there at 6:30, Act One will begin. And then in between Act One and Act Two, we will have our meal, which is also free for people who purchase tickets. And then from there, the second act will commence. And it kind of depends on how long it lasts. It really last year we wrapped up around 9, but it depends on how interactive and how excited the audience is. And normally they're pretty excited and things, but we don't take it past 9, so right. it's a lot of fun. Yeah. But so, and then in between there we'll have like raffle drawings and the silent auction winners and just fun stuff like that to kind of break up the night in between laughing, because there will be a lot of laughing. You'll need a little bit of a break. Yep.
Just, I guess, for some people that haven't been to one too, yeah. You know, they don't need to worry about walking and getting just mysteriously stuck with a role, right? I mean, if they'll be asked.
right. They will. The just actors, because they want everyone to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. They want everyone to have fun. So, yeah, people aren't going to just be bombarded with, you know, the main role whenever they get there and not mm-hmm. know and then be called out. And
right.
So, because that would be scary and embarrassing.
True.
But, and so for someone like me, I do have kind of a big personality, but that would freak me out. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on. But they are. So you can kind of tell whenever you get your name tag, and you can kind of tell what kind of, if it's a supporting role or if it's a main role, and you can switch with your friends. Mm. And so it's no big deal at all. It's a lot of fun. But if you do want to purchase tickets, you can purchase tickets on Eventbrite.com. So whenever you go to Eventbrite, you can just go to the search bar and type in Murder on Main 2019. And from there, then you can purchase your tickets. And so it's super easy, super simple. You'll get a confirmation email, but you don't need to bring that to the event in itself, because I will then get an email that you bought a ticket, and I will have you on my list. So whenever you get there, you can just check in and we'll take care of you. Super low key, and you know, we're just there to have a good time, and we're excited to see you guys.
We talked a little bit earlier off air too. The location, the Opera House Bistro,
yeah,
is really a neat place.
Oh my gosh, it's such a cool place for a murder mystery dinner, because it's kind of like it's old, but it's like you know, obviously. Oh, what's what I'm looking for? It's modern looking, but mm-hmm. it's just a fun place. So we're on the third floor, and it's a real open area, and it's around October, so it's, you know, kind of got that crisp feel outside. So mm-hmm. we're excited. This year we're actually doing a Fistful of Hollers, which is like a Western type of theme, and really. Like, you don't have to come dressed as a Western or anything like that. But it's more of a Western type of theme, but we don't have any, you know, requirements on dressing formal or dressing informal or anything like that. But
if you don't have a cowboy hat, you don't have to go out and buy one for it.
right. It's just the theme of the night, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of family fun. So,
it sounds like it. And how many years has this been?
This is our third year, and so okay. we sold out our first year and last year, and we are hopefully on our way to that. We have about a month left, but I have a feeling that we will definitely sell out. So if you are thinking about coming, I would definitely suggest buying your tickets as soon as possible, just to secure your spot there and join in on the fun, because everyone that comes loves it. We have an amazing time. There's a photo booth there, and we get mm-hmm. a lot of super fun and candid pictures, and you never know which one of your friends is going to be like have to stand up and run around the room looking like a fool, you know,
right.
has to do whatever it is. So it's just a really really nice way to bring everyone in the surrounding communities together for a night of support.
Right. And tickets are how much?
Tickets are $40. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you got to figure too, for a fun evening.
Oh, for sure.
And everything, food and.
Yeah, you get free appetizers, free food, you get a show, and then you're there supporting your community.
So you couldn't get that anywhere else.
No, no. And it's amazing food. The Opera House Bistro has amazing food. Mm. Everyone was raving about it last year. So we are really excited to be with them again and in the same place and having them cater because they are wonderful.
I mean, we work with them and they trade tickets with us and stuff.
Yeah.
They play the theater in St. Louis, yeah. Which I won't mention the name, but mm-hmm. I mean, and that is really neat, but you yes. don't get all you're getting here. You don't get the food, free food. You don't get
right.
all that with it. You know,
right.
this is, and you don't interact, you watch, you know,
right.
which is nice,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, this is just something for like a fun evening out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's really great.
So we talk. We'll try and have the Human Service Center on the People Speak here, maybe
yeah.
on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Kind of events you've got going on, different things.
We would
things.
Love that.
And, I know you mentioned, I guess you've got a trivia night coming up.
Yes, we have a trivia night
year.
Coming up in Sparta. So we're super excited about that. It's on November 6th. So we are looking forward to that. So make sure you put your team together, and it will be at the VFW. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just another fun way to support.
Maybe we'll talk about that at a future show.
Yeah. We'll sit down and crack that one open too.
So again, if they want tickets?
Eventbrite.com. Search Murder on Main 2019, and it is the first one to pop up at the Opera House Bistro.
All right. And that date again is?
October 19th. Saturday, October 19th at 5:30.
So be there.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
We look forward to seeing you.
So. All right, Michaelin, thanks for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll talk to you.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Talk to you again next time. All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again later.